Well, you can be turning to the book of Philippians, but I want to begin before reading the scripture with some questions. If I were to ask you to finish the sentence, "To live is," you might have an idea of where I might be going in the text, but I want to ask the questions this way, based on what makes you happy, to live is what? What would you put there if you gave an honest answer to that? And maybe get your bulletin out and write a few things down. Based on what makes you happy, to live is, if you need something to write with, I'm sure there's something in the pew. I know there is. There's even cards there. If you don't have anything to write on, you can use one of those cards. I think it's helpful for us to evaluate our hearts. Second question, based on your thoughts, or a second sentence to complete, based on your thoughts, your thought life. To live is, what do you think most about? I mean, you might say your family. That's a good thing. Happy, you might have said ice cream, you know. I'm just saying, let's be honest with these, based on what makes you happy, your thoughts. Thirdly, based on your activity. Now, that's a broad category. To live is, if you're a workaholic, you're going to have to say work. If you're not writing anything down, okay, but try to. Based on your use of money, to live is what? Based on your use of time, to live is what? Based on your conversation, if you had a manuscript of all your words for the last week, what would rise to the top? To live is what? Well, if you're honest, I think some things rise to the top. We know what we want to be there. We know the biblical answer, but I think, I'm not saying this of you or of anybody, but for some it would be getting out of debt. It would be accumulation of wealth so that I'm not so pressured. Or it would be maybe some pleasure in life that someone has been thinking about much. Or as I suggested, it could be family and friends. If it was simply ice cream, do come for counseling after the service. But to live is, if we're honest, these kinds of things. But listen, if that's all there is to living, if to live is some honest answers that you gave, then realize that to die is leaving everything of value behind. And that's what God is using Solomon to say in the book of Ecclesiastes. Well, Paul writes Philippians from prison, but unlike when writing 2 Timothy, he expects to be released. And I want to look at chapter 1, verse 19 through 24, just for a few minutes. "For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayers and the provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that I will not be put to shame in anything, but that with all boldness Christ will, even now, as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I am to live on in the flesh, this will mean fruitful labor for me, and I do not know which to choose." Not that he had a choice, but in other words, which to be thinking on as that which was best. He says, "I'm hard-pressed from both directions, having the desire to depart and be with Christ." Isn't that precious? "For that is very much better, yet to remain on in the flesh is more necessary for your sake." To live is Christ. And so if you think about those categories I gave, what makes you happy, your thoughts, your activity, money, time, conversation. Well, obviously, that's what I'm aiming us at, that we would see those things centered on Christ. Because Paul gives us, through this inspired word and testimony, that grand target for all of life. To live is Christ. What does it mean? I think we pick up from the context two specific meanings in verse 20 and verse 22. Verse 20, it means to exalt Christ. That is, to magnify him, to show, declare, image his greatness. He says there, Christ will be exalted in my body. That is my physical existence. He says, whether by life, whether continuing his ministry as an apostle or by death. I think maybe he had in mind dying for the cause of Christ with unwavering faith. Let me ask you this question. What do you think about when you first wake up in the morning? Now, it's not fair for me to ask you that because I love the morning. I just do. I like the quietness of it. And so I don't have the first thought of why is it morning? I wish I could sleep more. Like, you know, I mean, let's be honest. I realize that's there. But let's put that aside. What do you think about when you first wake up in the morning? What to wear? What's for breakfast, maybe? Or you might be in such a habit that that's not an issue. Could we get to the point? Could we pray, God, I mean, please help me to ask the question, how will I exalt Christ today? Isn't that what Paul is saying his life was pointed at in verse 20? How will I exalt Christ today? God, lead me in that. Show me that. Jesus, help me in that. Help me to abide in you, that your life in and through me exalts who you are. So to exalt Christ. Secondly, fruitful labor, verse 22. This is what it means that to live is Christ. It means exalting him, and it means fruitful labor. And that is labor that results in Christ being exalted through salvation, that is souls saved, through your Christian growth or another's Christian growth, through knowledge of Christ, Christ being known, through praise, Christ being exalted. Thank you for the music tonight. Through obedience, Christ being followed. But fruitful labor, when Paul was giving his life in these different towns to the church and to the labor of preaching the gospel in open air places or wherever he would have an open door for the word, he was seeking fruit, the salvation of souls, the growth of the church in knowledge of Christ and obedience to Christ. So a simple encouragement to live is Christ means to exalt him, and it means laboring for him. And to die is gain because it means knowing Christ in his fullness. So what tangible thing can you leave here wanting to do, praying to do, that moves you toward a declaration like unto Paul's, that when you think of what does it mean to live, you honestly can say in your heart, it means to live as Christ. And I was trying to think of what I could encourage us with, a very simple thing, but I think it really would help. And that is to start the day with prayer and end the day with prayer, to bookend your day. Now, you know, some of us have habits in our devotional time. I don't mean change that, but I mean just simply wake up with your first thought, as I suggested a moment ago, being Christ, being the Lord, being on mission for him and praying to that effect. And then ending the day, and this is where I struggle because I'm not a night person. And so going to sleep is what generally happens almost right away. But ending the day, maybe with a reflection on the day and prayer for those opportunities, for the seed that you might have had opportunity to sow. Any questions or comments? All right. Thank you, Brian, for the report. I appreciate that very much. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for what we are learning in the book of Ecclesiastes, and we thank you for Paul here giving us a positive perspective on looking at life not under the sun but above the sun, seeking to exalt Christ. To live is Christ. Help us to walk in that way, to learn to walk in that way. Help us to start tomorrow with prayer, and before that, help us to end today with prayer to you. In Jesus' name, amen. God